everybody. We're here in San Diego at the NAFCU Growth Conference, and look who I ran into, Carrie Hunt. How's it going, Carrie?
It's going great. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well, doing well. The weather is great in San Diego. It's really rare that happens here.
I know, you guys lucked out.
So you're speaking this afternoon at this conference, and what are you going to be talking about?
Well, of course I'm going to talk about regulation, but not just regulation in the normal sense. Really, here we are at our Strategic Growth Conference and how credit unions can navigate regulation to make sure that it doesn't impact their bottom line, and also how credit unions can look at regulation from a different perspective and really find some of those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be talking a lot, or you address a lot about the CFPB.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on there that you can update us all on?
You know, there's the CFPB is, of course, a new regulator and really is written a new book on how regulators act in the marketplace. And one thing the CFPB really has started to do is continues down this path of enforcement. And even though the CFPB doesn't directly regulate most credit unions, of course, all the rules apply.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And really, if you look in those enforcement orders, you can look and see some issues to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
So it really can provide credit unions great guidance in ensuring that some of their practices are best practices, and so they don't fall into some of those traps.
Right, right. There's also another issue with the credit unions being exempt, their tax exemption, working with the CFPB. What's going on there?
So, NAFCU has long argued that credit unions should be exempt from the CFPB, you know, oversight and rulemaking, because really we're the original consumer protection organization.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions help and protect their members. And what we found is the CFPB rules really are impacting credit unions negatively, just from a compliance standpoint, from an unintended consequences standpoint. And in reality, credit unions could benefit from a greater exemption. The CFPB has taken some steps to exempt credit unions relative to being smaller participants in the market, but they really have hesitated in creating this wholesale exemption, and we really think that credit unions need more relief. They're really drowning in the regulation.
No doubt, especially the smaller credit unions who may not have the resources that the larger ones do. They need a lot of relief in that area.
And we support appropriate regulation. It's just that, again, credit unions didn't cause a financial crisis. They are doing right by their members.
Yeah.
And overregulation means credit unions can't innovate, and that's what we're trying to prevent.
No doubt. No doubt. Let them do what they do best. All right. Last thing here. You guys have a pretty cool ebook on your website called For Compliance for Credit Unions. Tell me about that. That's pretty cool.
We just launched this new ebook, and it's a fantastic. It was written by our compliance team, headed up by Brandy Breyer, and it really is a how to be a compliance officer. And a lot of the discussion, and I'm going to hit actually a little bit on it today, is risk, how to approach risk, mainly compliance risk, but also as a compliance officer, you have to understand all the different risks in a credit union. It talks about, you know, how to do legal research, how to really look for issues, how to solve problems, because the compliance officer ultimately ends up having to you know, protect the credit union, and really does touch on almost every aspect of that. So it's a great manual, not just for new compliance officers, but for those who've been around a long time, and for CEOs, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really great book.
Very nice, very nice. And it's always changing. So
It is.
It's a difficult beast to tame, but sounds like you guys are doing a good job in it.
Well, we are doing our best. You know, we love to try to make things as easy as possible for our members, and I'm, you know, excited for this year.
Indeed, indeed. Well, thank you very much, Carrie. Thanks for the time.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Appreciate it, and good luck. Break a leg this afternoon in your presentation.
I appreciate it.
All right. Bye. Carrie Hunt, everybody. NAFCU.